We are continuing that morning connection for a Friday, heading into the Memorial Day weekend. What we're going to do right now is look backwards a little bit. Bronson Rasmussen is the best candidate to help us look backwards.
I was looking behind me just now.
Yeah, you better watch out. See what's behind you there. What it is, it's the week in review. And Bronson, first of all, good morning. And it has been quite a busy week in local news.
It really has. This week seemed to fly by, but also drag on at the same time.
Yeah. And we're going to take a little bit of time right now so that we can review for our listeners the top stories of the week. Those stories that grabbed our listeners' attention the most, they're the ones that are most interacted with. And then we'll conclude with Bronson's pick of the very best story of the week. So Bronson, yes, take it away. Let's head into that top story category.
Our top story this week was some pretty breaking news that came across us on Tuesday afternoon. And that has to deal with the latest in the court case against, this time, former city employee Roberta Bobby Schaefer. Often she is linked with former city manager John Herm Saplesio, as they were both accused of allegedly stealing around $1.5 million in city funds between 2008 and 2022. Well, this week we learned that Schaefer's attorneys set up a change of plea hearing, and that will be done on Wednesday, May 27th at 11:30 a.m. in Johnstown by Judge Stephanie Haynes. Of course, our crews will be there that day. And this is a very interesting development. Both her and Saplesio both originally pled not guilty and requested a trial by jury. However, now a change of plea, there's only a few ways that can go.
Yeah. And most likely, if it was a guilty plea or a not guilty plea before, you would just think that the new plea will be in the opposite direction.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Or something of that sort. There's also, like, I can't remember it off the top of my head, but it's like a no contest plea.
Sure.
However, that is very rare in any case.
Yeah, especially a civil case, I would think. But anyways, I'm speculating. I'm not a lawyer, and I don't play one on TV.
Exactly.
All right. So no doubt that that story would be our top story. Garners a lot of attention. What do we have as a runner-up if it's even close?
This one actually is decently close. And it has to deal with a new business restaurant coming to the Dubois area.
Ah, yes.
You and I have been waiting for this, Chick-fil-A.
Many people have.
They're coming in at the former Rite Aid building on Commons Drive in Dubois. We learned about this months ago when original contractors as well as plans were talked about, at least for the city zoning for that location. At that time, months ago, we did reach out to Chick-fil-A where they told us they didn't really have any concrete plans for Dubois, but they would let us know. Well, that came this week.
They let us know.
As they have submitted preliminary plans to transform that building into a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
We still don't know what's going to happen with this. It's very early in the process.
Exactly.
So even if they get their plans approved soon, it could still take a while for construction. They will likely demolish the building and build
their
Chick-fil-A.
Own new building there.
But this will definitely take time, but it's announced it's coming this way.
Yeah, and that is exciting. And even though we do need to settle down a little bit, it's not going to be open this weekend or anything like that, but it's looking good. And we also need to put out there, there's always the chance that something could disrupt
That is also true.
Those plans. So
something could go wrong in zoning. They could just back out.
Yeah. You never know. But, that's great news though, that a Chick-fil-A will soon be coming, or in the future will
but
be
not
coming
good for
to
our wallets.
Very true. Or our waistlines.
That too.
All right. How about a third, top story?
Yes. This one happened on Friday. And it's really celebrating an end of an era here in Dubois with Queen of Tarts.
Right.
So the owner, Lauren Johnson, who started this just a few years ago, Queen of Tarts, has grown in popularity.
Sure has.
And she is making some life decisions. She is moving out of town, up to Warren, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And with that, she has to let go of Queen of Tarts. However, it's not going away.
Yeah.
And that's the good news of this.
Super.
She has partnered with Groundhog Grinds out of Punxsutawney. She's been working with them for years and says that they're really good at what they do. And they're going to be taking over Queen of Tarts. They have the recipes. They have some of the workers. So they're going to continue making those treats that everyone out there still loves.
Yeah. And that's, again, super news that the transition will take place and it won't be closing down. But it's sad to see Lauren go, and we wish her the best. Exactly. All right. Let's shift gears a little bit. We're going to find out what stories caught our listeners' attention the most, the ones they interacted with the most, either on our website or on our social media appearances. And I would think probably a couple of the ones you just talked about may have been the most interacted with stories.
Well, this one had a lot from us, and it has to deal with the Du Bois Athletics. At the most recent Du Bois area school board meeting, district leaders saw as the girls' soccer team, a couple of the boys' baseball and football team players, they came in as the athletic director spoke on really the record season for all athletics that Du Bois has had this year, saying that even the girls' soccer team, they had a record of 19 wins and became the first Du Bois soccer team to host and win a playoff game. And with that, we have a couple local wrestlers that placed fourth at states, and then we have one student that was able to defeat the nation's top-ranked wrestler back in, I think it was December.
Yeah.
And that was quite an accomplishment for Du Bois.
Yeah, fantastic season for the Du Bois high school athletic participants, and our congratulations to all of them.
It's even going on right now. Just look at their baseball team.
Yeah.
They're going
playoffs. They'll play their sub-regional championship game against District 10 champ Meadville.
Yeah.
And that game, of course, as we've been telling you about in the local sports update, is coming up Monday night. All right. How about another most interacted with story?
Another one is a new business that has opened up in the Penfield area. It's called Iron Axe Distilling. And from that word, you might know what they make there. It's local whiskey that is brewed on site. And they really just started as one guy doing it as a passion. And then he's like, well, I guess I could turn this into a business now that it no longer tastes like dirty sock water, as he told us.
Yeah, it sounded like he got started doing this for hunting camp.
Yeah.
And it just caught on, and there they are, open as a business now.
And I went up there as we talked to him. He gave us a couple samples, and it was a pretty good whiskey.
All right.
Right now has five choices, but plans to expand to more in the future.
All right. Very good. Do we have a third most interacted with story?
Sure. We have a Du Bois senior that was recognized at the latest Du Bois school board meeting. This senior, Adeline Witherite, she received the 2026 Frenchess Scholarship from the Pennsylvania School Board Association Trust. This scholarship, it goes towards students that pursue education-related degrees and who really makes an impact in their community. And with that, they mentioned that this student, Alan Weatherite, that she is the president of the Beaver Buddies Club, the Interact Club, participates in athletics and music programs, and is also involved with the National Honor Society.
Wow, great. Super news. Congratulations to Adeline on all of that. Okay, the time has arrived, Bronson. We get to hear your pick this week of the top story of the week. Why don't you share with us Bronson's choice?
Well, with it being close to Memorial Day, as we're getting into this weekend, I figured I'd highlight a story that didn't get a lot of attention, but I thought was still very cool and important. And it's with the Brookville American Legion.
Yeah.
They're post 102. They got a new location. It's the first physical home that they've had in 25 years.
Yeah.
And this is at 265 North Barnett Street in Brookville. And not only is this just a place for the Legion to call home, they've also transformed space in there for the Jefferson County Military Museum. So with that, they have a lot of artifacts from locals that they more or less accept on loan, basically,
yeah,
that they'll put up there so you can still enjoy the history locally, But say if you donated your grandfather's jacket and you wanted it back, you could just take it back whenever you wanted.
Yeah. What a fantastic choice heading into Memorial Day weekend. Very appropriate pick. Congratulations, Bronson. That was fantastic.
It was quite a news week, and there's still a lot more we could have talked about.
Yeah, hopefully you'll get a little bit of rest because things are going to quicken up again next week, I'm sure.
Oh, probably.
And next Friday, we will have another week in review for Tri-County Insider News. So we'll talk to you then.
We'll see you then.